not sure if I did my best. I could maybe impress you with tender words and harmonies, a clever rhyme or two. But if all I've done in the time we've shared has turned your eyes on me, then I failed in what I've been called to do. There's someone else I want you to see. Will you love Jesus more when we go our separate ways, when this moment is memory? Remember his face. Will you look back and realize you sensed his love more than you did before? I pray for nothing less than for you to love Jesus. Memories in frames of gold and silver to reminisce a year from now about the time we've shared. But above all else, I hope you will come to know the Savior's love. We'll see the Lord Jesus face to face. We will hear him say, well done. Will you love Jesus more when we go our separate ways, when this moment's just memory? Will you remember his face? Will you look back and realize you sensed his love more than you did before? I pray for nothing less than for you to love Jesus more. Will you love Jesus more when we go our separate ways, when this moment is memory? Will you remember his face? Will you look back and realize you sensed his love more than you did before? I pray for nothing less than for you to love Jesus more. I pray for nothing less than for you to love Jesus.
In 1929, the Saturday Evening Post published an interview with Albert Einstein.
1929. aastal Saturday Evening Post avaldas intervjuu Albert Einsteiniga.
In the interview, he said this.
Ja selles intervjuus ta ütles niimoodi.
As a child, I received instruction both in the Bible and in the Talmud.
Lapsena ma sain õpetust mõlema, nii piibli kui Talmudi kohta.
I am a Jew, but I am enthralled by the luminous figure of the Nazarene.
Ma olen juut, aga ma olen lummatud naatsaretlase helendavast kujust.
He went on to say, no one can read the Gospels without feeling the actual presence of Jesus.
Ta jätkas öeldes, et mitte keegi ei saa lugeda evangeeliume ilma, et ta tunneks Jeesuse tegeliku kohalolu.
His personality pulsates in every word.
Tema isiksus pulseerib igas sõnas.
No myth is filled with such life.
Mitte ükski müüt ei ole täidetud sellise eluga.
I'm sure all of us would agree with these words spoken by Einstein about Jesus.
Ma olen kindel, et iga üks nõustuks nende sõnadega, mida Albert Einstein rääkis Jeesuse kohta.
When we read the Gospels, we feel the presence of Jesus.
Kui me loeme evangeeliume, me tunneme Jeesuse kohalolu.
As Einstein said, his personality pulsates in every word.
Nagu Einstein ütleb, tema isiksus pulseerib igas sõnas.
We might be amazed by Einstein's confession of Christ, recognizing God in the flesh.
Me võime olla hämmastunud Einsteini tunnistuses Kristuse kohta, tundes Jumalat lihas.
Einstein, however, was not a Christian.
Aga Einstein ei olnud kristlane.
In fact, he also said, I believe in Spinoza's God, who reveals himself in the lawful harmony of the world, not in a God who concerns himself with the fate and the doings of mankind.
Tegelikult ütles ta ka, et ma usun Spinoza jumalat, kes ilmutab ennast maailma täiuslikus harmoonias, mitte jumalana, kes muretseb inimeste saatuse ja tegemiste pärast.
Doesn't it amaze you that someone with such a brilliant mind can, with one breath, acknowledge something so profound in Jesus?
Kas ei ole hämmastav, et selline briljantne mõistus võib ühe hingetumbega tunnustada midagi nii sügavat Jeesuses?
Yet with the next breath deny Jesus' life-giving, loving nature and deny the idea that Jesus concerns himself with mankind.
Aga järgmise hingetõmbega keelduda Jeesuse elu andvast, armastavast Jeesusest, kes muretseb inimkonna pärast.
But that type of conflicting viewpoint was already evident in the first century.
Aga selline konfliktne vaade oli tegelikult olemas juba ka esimesel sajandil.
John 1, verse 9 to 11 says, the true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him.
Johannese evangeeliumi esimene peatükk, salmid 9-11 ütlevad niimoodi. See tõeline valgus, mis valgustab igat inimest, oli tulemas maailma. Tema oli maailmas ja maailm on tekkinud tema läbi ja maailm ei tundnud teda. Ta tuli sellesse, mis on tema oma ja tema omad ei võtnud teda vastu.
All throughout the Gospels we see this happen.
Me näeme tegelikult kõigis evangeeliumites sellist asja.
Jesus came to his own people, but they did not receive him.
Jeesus tuli oma inimeste juurde, aga nad ei võtnud teda vastu.
It's the same story every time.
See on sama lugu kogu aeg.
God's people just don't receive him or his word, or they don't recognize him when he is acting and working and speaking.
Tema inimesed ei võtnud teda vastu, ka tema sõna, ja ei tunnustanud teda, kui ta töötas ja rääkis.
Now we might be tempted to think highly of ourselves and say, well, had we been there, we would have recognized his work.
No, meil võib olla kiusatus öelda, et kui meie oleksime olnud seal, meie oleksime muidugi võtnud teda ja tema töö vastu.
We would have recognized this man from Nazareth as the Son of God.
Meie oleksime tunnustanud seda meest Natsaretist Jumala pojana.
We would have received him, cared for him and followed him out of the darkness.
Me oleksime ta vastu võtnud, hoolitsenud tema eest, järginud teda pimeduses.
But friends, we have the benefit of hindsight on our side.
Aga sõbrad, meil on nii-öelda tagantjärele tarkuse eelis.
We can see the whole story played out for us. We can read it for ourselves.
Me näeme kogu seda lugu, mis on meie ees lahti mängitud ja me saame seda enda jaoks lugeda.
But the first century people of Judea did not have such a luxury.
Aga esimese sajandi Juudama inimestel ei olnud seda luksust.
Their understanding of scripture prevented them from seeing the greater plan.
Nende kirjast arusaamine takistas neid näha seda suuremat plaani.
From their perspective, they had no reason to even consider that God would embody himself as a little baby growing up in a quiet town.
Nende perspektiivis ei olnud neil mingit põhjust uskuda ja isegi mitte arvata seda, et Jumal tuleks kehasse väikese lapsena ja kasvaks üles mingisuguses väikeses linnakeses.
In their world view, they had no reason to think that the creator of the universe would make a living as a carpenter.
Nende maailma vaade kohaselt ei olnud teil mingit põhjust arvata seda, et universumi looja elab puuseppana.
From what they knew, they had absolutely no reason to expect the Messiah, the light of the world, to be walking in the dark alleyways of sinful lives.
Selle kohta, mida nemad arvasid ja teadsid, neil ei olnud mitte mingisugust põhjust arvata, et Messias, maailma valgus, jalutaks pimeduses ja patuste elude sees.
So they were absolutely clueless when they asked in Matthew 8, verse 27, what kind of man is this? Even the winds and the waves obey him.
Seega ei olnud neil nagu mingit mõtet või ideed, kui nad küsisid, nagu kirjutab Matteuse 8:27, mis mees see küll on?
They really had no idea when they asked in Mark 1, verse 26-27, what is this? A new teaching and with authority. He even gives orders to impure spirits and they obey him.
Neil ei olnud ka mingit ideed, kui nad küsisid, mis see nüüd on. Kas see on, mis see on uus võimas õpetus? Ka rüvedatele vaimudele ta annab käsu ja nad kuuletavad tema sõna.
They were sincere when they asked in Mark 2 verse 7, why does this man speak like this? Who can forgive sins but God alone?
Ja nad olid täiesti siirad, kui nad küsisid, nagu kirjutab Markuse 2:7, mida see räägib? Ta pilkab Jumalat, kes muu võib patte andeks anda kui ainuüksi Jumal.
And so, like John said, he was in the world, and yet the world did not recognize him.
Ja nii nagu Johannes ütleb, ta oli maailmas, aga maailm ei tunnud teda ära.
He came to his own people, and yet his own people did not accept him.
Ta tuli oma inimeste juurde, aga omad inimesed ei võtnud teda vastu.
But God was not surprised by any of this.
Aga Jumal ei olnud selle kohta üldse üllatunud.
He knew exactly how humanity would respond.
Ta teadis tegelikult täpselt, kuidas inimest vastavad.
When the angels announced the birth of Jesus to the shepherds, they were not expecting that the world would stop everything it was doing and welcome its savior.
Kui inglid teatasid karjastele Jeesuse sünnist, nad ei oodanud seda, et nad jätaksid sinna paika kõik, mida nad teevad ja tervitaksid Kristust.
Even Jesus did not expect everyone to know who he was.
Isegi Jeesus ei oodanud igalt ühelt, et ta teaks, kes ta on.
That's why he could say with such compassion in Luke 23, verse 34, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
See on see, miks Jeesus ütles sellise kaastundega ristil. isa, anna neile andeks, sest nad ei tea, mida nad teevad.
Jesus was not surprised by the lack of a welcome party at his arrival.
Jeesus ei olnud üllatunud sellest, kui tema saabumisel ei olnud saabumispidu.
In fact, Jesus came into the world precisely for the purpose of not being recognized or received at first, in order that we would now recognize him and receive him.
Tegelikult Jeesus tuli maailma täpselt eesmärgiga, et teda ära ei tuntaks või vastu ei võetaks. Kõigepealt selleks, et meie tunneksime teda ja võtaksime teda vastu nüüd.
What does that mean?
Mida see tähendab?
Let's explain through a parable.
Võtame siia ühe loo.
The Danish philosopher Søren Kierkegaard told the story of a prince in search of a maiden suitable to be his queen.
Taani filosof Søren Kierkegaard rääkis loo printsist, kes otsis omale sobivat naist, kes tuleks talle kuningannaks.
He searched and searched, but found no one to his liking.
Ta otsis ja otsis, aga ei leidnud kedagi, kes oleks talle meeldinud.
One day, while running an errand for his father in a local village, the prince passed through the poor section of town.
Ühel päeval, kui ta ajas oma isa asju kohalikus külas, ta sõitis läbi selle linna selliste, noh, koha, kus vaesemad inimesed elasid.
Looking out the window of his carriage, he noticed a beautiful peasant girl.
Vaadates oma tõlla aknast välja, ta märkas imekaunist talutüdrukut.
Over the next several days, he passed by this young poor girl, and he quickly became fascinated by her, convinced that she was the one.
Mõne järgmise päeva jooksul ta läks jälle sellest noorest vaesest tüdrukust mööda ja vaimustus temast. Ja oli veendunud, et see ongi see.
His problem, though, was that he didn't know how to ask her for marriage.
Aga tema probleem oli selles, et ta ei teanud, kuidas seda selle tüdruku kätt paluda.
As the prince, he could order her to marry him, but that wouldn't be very romantic.
Printsina muidugi oleks ta võinud käskida, teda temaga abielluda, aga see ei oleks olnud eriti romantiline.
And of course, he did not want her to feel like a slave for the rest of her life.
Ja loomulikult, kui ta oleks nii teinud, oleks ta tundnud kogu oma ülejäänud elu ennast orjana.
He wanted her to marry him voluntarily and not through force.
Ta tahtis, et see tüdruk abielluks temaga vabatahtlikult ja mitte sundimise tõttu.
He could put on his most elegant uniform and drive up to her front door in a carriage drawn by 6 beautiful horses.
Ta oleks võinud panna selga oma kõige uhkemad riided ja võtta 6 hobust ja rakendada tõlla ette.
But if he did this, he'd never be sure whether she actually loved him or whether she was just interested in his wealth.
Aga kui ta oleks nii teinud, siis ei oleks ta kunagi olnud kindel, kas see tüdruk armastab teda või oli tegelikult huvitatud hoopis tema rikkusest.
So the prince came up with another solution.
Seega prints tuli välja teise lahendusega.
He gave up his royal robe for a while.
Ta võttis oma kuninglikud riided mõneks ajaks ära.
He moved into the village, entering not with a crown or elegant uniform, but in the clothes of a peasant.
Ta kolis külla, aga mitte krooni ja ilusate riietega, vaid talukoja riietes.
He lived among the people.
Ta elas inimeste keskel.
He shared their interests and concerns.
Ta jagas nende huvisid ja muresid.
He spoke like they did, which was quite foreign to the way of speaking he was used to.
Ta rääkis nii nagu nemad, mis oli tema jaoks üsna võõras.
In time, the maiden grew to love him because he was just one of them.
Ja aja jooksul see neiu hakkas teda armastama, sest ta oli nagu üks nende seast.
And because he showed that he loved her first.
Sellepärast, et ta näitas, et tema armastas teda esimesena.
The prince's entire plan hinged on no one recognizing him.
kogu printsi plaan põhines sellele, et keegi teda ära ei tunneks.
In order for anyone to receive him, and especially in order for the poor peasant girl to receive him, she could not recognize him.
Selleks, et iga üks teda vastu võtaks ja eriti, et see vaene talutüdruk teda vastu võtaks, ta ei tohtinud teda ära tunda.
And that, in many ways, is what John is describing God did for us.
Ja see on tegelikult see sama, mida Johannes kirjutab, mida Jumal meie jaoks tegi.
Of course, God went a step further.
Ja loomulikult, Jumal läks veel sammu edasi.
God's whole plan for our salvation hinged on the fact that sinful humans would neither recognize nor receive him.
Jumala plaan meie päästmiseks sõltus sellest, et patused inimesed ei tunneks teda ära ega võtaks teda vastu.
The whole plan for salvation hinged on his own people rejecting him, betraying him and putting him on a cross to die.
Kogu tema päästeplaan sõltus sellest, et tema omad inimesed tõukavad ära, reedavad ta ja naelutavad ristile surema.
They buried him in the tomb like any other dead body.
Nad matsid ta hauda nagu iga teise surnu.
He was in the world, and yet the world did not recognize him, and his own people did not receive him.
Ta oli maailmas, aga maailm ei tunnud teda ära ja tema omad inimesed ei võtnud teda vastu.
And for this we say, strange as it may seem, thanks be to God.
Ja selle kõige kohta me ütleme, nii imelik kui see ka ei ole, tänu olgu Jumalale.
For it is precisely because he was rejected that we are now acceptable before God Almighty.
Ja täpselt selle pärast oli ta ära tõugatud, et me oleksime nüüd Jumala jaoks vastu võetavad.
It was because he was not received by his own people that God the Father now receives us as his dear children.
Sellepärast tema omad inimesed ei võtnud vastu, et Jumal isa võtaks nüüd meid vastu oma lastena.
Jesus came into the world precisely for the purpose of not being recognized or received at first in order that we would now recognize and receive him.
Jeesus tuli sellesse maailma täpselt eesmärgiga mitte olla ära tuntud või vastu võetud esiteks, et nüüd meie võtaksime tema vastu ja tunneksime teda ära.
By grace and the Spirit's enabling, we recognize that Jesus Christ is the King of creation and we receive citizenship in the kingdom of God.
Vaimu armu läbi me tunneme ära, et Jeesus Kristus on kuningas, looja ja Jumala kuningri ja me saame Jumala kuningriki kodanikeks.
We recognize our own sins and we receive forgiveness and mercy.
Me tunnistame oma patte ja me saame andestuse ja armu.
We recognize that his death was in our place and we receive eternal life in his name.
Me tunnustame, et tema surm oli meie asemel ja meie saame igavese elu tema nimes.
We recognize our need for a savior and we receive salvation in him.
Me tunnustame, et me vajame päästjat ja me saame päästmise temas.
We recognize our unrighteousness and we receive Christ's righteousness as our own.
Me tunnustame oma õigusetust ja me saame Kristuse õiguse kui meie oma.
We recognize that he is the true light and we receive his calling to go out and shine as lights in the world.
Me tunnustame, et tema on tõeline valgus ja me saame tema kutse minna ja särada maailmas.
Because that's what we are. We are lights shining in the world now.
Sest see on see, mida me oleme. Me oleme valgused, mis paistavad maailmas nüüd.
The world rejected its savior before, but that doesn't stop him from continuing to act in the world today.
Maailm tõukas päästja enne ära, aga see ei peatunud teda jätkamast maailmas nüüd.
Now Christ, the true light, takes action in the world through those who do receive him.
Nüüd Kristus, kui tõeline valgus toimib maailmas läbi nende, kes on teda vastu võtnud.
John 1 verse 5 says, "The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it."
Johannes 1:5 ütleb, ja valgus paistab maailmas ja pimedus ei ole võtnud seda omaks.
That's the present tense, the light shines.
See on praegune kõneviis, valgus paistab.
And he shines through you and I in the world today.
Ja paistab läbi sinu ja minu maailmas täna.
We continue the work that Jesus began in his earthly ministry.
Meie jätkame tööd, mida Jeesus alustas oma maapealse missiooni käigus.
Our job as followers of Jesus is to be his light in the world, to prepare the way for him.
Meie töö Jeesuse järgijatena on olla tema valgus maailmas ja valmistada teed talle.
Now that's a difficult thing to do.
Ja, aga see on raske teha.
The world rejected Christ, the true light, when he came 2000 years ago.
Maailm tõukas Kristuse, tõelise valguse ära, kui ta tuli 2000 aastat tagasi.
So it should come as no surprise when the world rejects us today.
Ja seega ei peaks ka meile tulema üllatusena, kui maailm ka meid ära tõukab.
It should come as no surprise when television and film no longer follow Christian values.
See ei peaks meile olema mingisugune üllatus, kui televisioon ja filmid enam ei järgi kristlike väärtusi.
It should come as no surprise when morality and truth become subjective to the individual.
Meile ei peaks olema üllatuseks, kui moraal ja tõde on muutunud subjektiivseks ja individuaalseks.
It should come as no surprise when politicians brand themselves Christian in name only to win over some voters.
Ja meile ei peaks olema ka üllatuseks, kui poliitikud brändivad ennast kristlastena nimes ainult, et võita valijate hääli.
It should come as no surprise when brilliant minds like Albert Einstein reject the message of salvation in Christ alone.
Meile ei peaks olema samuti üllatuseks, kui briljantsed mõistused nagu Albert Einstein tõukavad ära Kristuse kui meie päästja.
None of this should surprise us.
Miski ei peaks meid üllatuma.
But still, we continue to do our job.
Aga siiski me jätkame oma tööd.
We go out as lights in the world.
Me läheme välja kui maailma valgus.
We go out to prepare the way for Christ.
Me läheme välja valmistama Kristusele teed.
We prepare the way by raising our children to love Jesus.
Me valmistame teed kasvatades oma lapsi armastama Jeesust.
That's shining the light of Christ in the world.
See on maailmas paistav Kristuse valgus.
We prepare the way by living as honest and honorable employees.
Me valmistame teed elades ausalt ja ausate töötajatena.
That's shining the light of Christ in the world.
See on Kristuse valgus maailmas.
We prepare the way for Christ by avoiding speaking poorly about others.
Me valmistame teed, kui me väldime rääkimast halba teistest.
We prioritize our relationship with him.
Me tõstame esikohale oma suhte temaga.
That's shining light of Christ in the world.
See on maailmas paistav Kristuse valgus.
And when we fail at all of this,
ja kui me ebaõnnestume selles,
we prepare the way for Christ by confessing our sins before God and before one another and forgiving one another.
Me valmistame teed Kristusele tunnistades oma patud Jumala ees ja üksteisele ja andes üksteisele andeks.
That is shining the light of Christ in the world.
See on maailmas paistav Kristuse valgus.
All of this is for the purpose that others may also recognize and receive Jesus.
Kõige selle eesmärgiks on, et teised võiksid tunnistada ja vastu võtta Jeesuse.
We want others to see Jesus, the true light in us.
Me tahame, et teised näeksid Jeesust, tõelist maailma valgust meis.
We want people to recognize Jesus in all that we say and do.
Me tahame, et inimesed tunneksid ära Jeesuse selles, mida me ütleme või teeme.
Anyone walking in off the streets ought to be able to come into this church and recognize Jesus in each of us.
iga üks, kes siin väljas tänaval kõnnib, peaks olema, peatal peaks olema võimalus tulla siia kirikusse ja tunda Jeesust igas öös meis.
Not because of anything great in us, but because the true light shines through our darkness.
Mitte sellepärast, et me oleksime kuidagi suured, aga sellepärast, et tõeline valgus paistab pimeduses.
So friends, the question to ponder this morning is, will others recognize Jesus in us?
Seega sõbrad, küsimus, mille üle me täna hommikul peaksime mõtlema, on see, kas teised tunnevad ära Kristuse meis?
In our daily lives, at work, and when we're out in public, will others recognize Jesus in us?
Meie igapäevases elus, töö juures või kus me oleme ka väljas rahva seas, kas teised tunnevad ära Jeesuse meis?
Jesus, the true light, came into the world.
Jeesus, tõeline valgus, tuli maailma.
Through the help of the Holy Spirit, you have recognized him and received him.
Püha vaimu abil sa oled või te olete teda ära tunnud ja vastu võtnud.
You are lights in this world.
Teie olete selle maailma valgus.
Until Christ returns, may we all continue to live by faith.
Kuni Kristus tuleb, me võime jätkata oma elu usus.
May we be in the world, but not of the world.
Me võime olla maailmas, aga mitte maailmast.
May we continue to boldly shine the true light of Christ in all that we say and do.
Me võime jätkata Kristuse valguse paistmist kõiges, mida me teeme ja ütleme.
It's my prayer that through the way we live, others may recognize Jesus and receive him who is coming again.
Minu palve on, et selle läbi, mida me teeme ja kuidas me elame, teised võiksid ära tunda Jeesuse ja teda vastu võtta, kes Jeesuseks on tagasi tulemas.
Amen.
Amen.